This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir, a surah a day. Alhamdulillah, we're doing the tafsir of Juz'a Amma. And we're at surah number 86, which is surah At-Tariq. And At-Tariq refers to the brightest star. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, was-samai wa-tariq. By the heaven, Allah's making a vow, by the heaven, and the tariq that is in it. And the tariq really is the nightcomer. It's the first brightest star that you see. And it's one that was used by the Arabs to signify location, to be able to navigate the deserts at night. So it was something that was very symbolic. It was something that you would swear by, that Allah would use to say its importance in their life, to show you the importance of what He's going to call them to attention to. Now this surah is going to speak about the importance of belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as being the source of all life, the source of all creation. And therefore, because He's the one who brought everything into life, He's the one who can return it, can bring life back to a restart. And number two is the truthfulness of the message of the Qur'an and the claim of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the divine origin of this revelation and scripture. وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالطَّارِقِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الطَّارِقِ. And what will make you understand this at-tariq, the importance of it? Do you think about its importance to your life, O Bedouin Arabs, O people of Quraysh, how important it is for you to navigate and to move around and to do the things that you do? Well, I have something more important to you, something that you will need more than that light, that thing that you need in life that will help you, lead you to water and out of the desert and find different locations and trade routes. I will give you something that is even more important. When Najm al-Thaqib, whether it's the star that's piercing with brilliance, let me tell you what you need to know. In kullu nafsin lamma alayha hafid. Know that, O mankind, that every soul I have sent for it a protector and a watcher over it. And Allah is, you know, saying to us, you're not alone, I'm with you, and I've given you those who are to assist you in this life, and the angels have been appointed for that. لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِّن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِن خَلْفِهِ. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that there are angels that alternate with us, that they come in the mornings and in the evenings. There are angels who carry our deeds, there are angels who record them, there are angels who protect them. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ. There are angels who are there to guard you and to write down your deeds. And the Prophet ﷺ speaks about this in numerous hadith. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that for every angel, لَهُمْ عَقِبَاتٌ مِّن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. That for every person that there are angels in succession coming in row after row from in front and behind them and in front of them, and they guard them from the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until it is ordered to be executed. The Prophet ﷺ says in the hadith narrated by Imam al-Bukhari, angels yata'aqaboon, they come in succession in the day and in the night, and they come to you at your fajr and your asr prayers, and it's something that you want to be in that prayer in jama'ah so that angels will be witness for you on the day of judgment. فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ مِمَّ خُلَقَ. I want you to know that you've been created and you've been sufficed, but I want you to look inwardly. Allah always asks us to look inwardly as much as we look at that star, as much as you look at the tariq, as much as you need that navigation out, your heart is also a compass and a guide. فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ مِمَّا خُلِقَ. Look at the creation of where you have come from. What has brought you into this place that you're in? خُلِقَ مِنْ مَاءٍ دَافِقٍ. Your origin was from that gushing water, that that semen that was ejaculated, that ejaculant, and the ovum of your mum. يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بَيْنِ الصُّلْبِ وَالطَّرَائِبِ. Your creation is from these two sections. One that is from an area that is can be mixed in the proximity of the backbone, and the other from the ribs, meaning your mother's ribs, they house you, they will contain you, and the backbone of your father, you know, you say you've come out of the backbone of your father, you're it's an Arabic colloquium, meaning that you're from, you're exactly like your father, you're exactly like your people, like your tribe, and it's an idiom in the Arabic language. Do you understand that? Meaning you're a person of faith and you're a person of history and ancestry. إِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ رَجْعِهِ لَقَادِرٌ. Don't you know that your Lord who has created you in the first instance, it's easy to bring you back? The one who brought you out of nothingness surely can make you out of the something that you already are. يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرِ. So don't think that you will die and everything will be hidden and everything will be forgotten. The day of judgment will come and there will be helplessness for man. Your day where your sins will become exposed, your evilness will become exposed, your cheating and your dishonesty will become known. It is a day where those secrets of deeds will remain unexamined and the truth will prevail. The truth will always be set free. فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَلَا نَاصِرٍ. On that day, you will have no power nor anyone to help you or assist you except when ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, you will have no power. فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ. Power within yourself. وَلَا نَاصِرٍ. Power, it's to ask someone else to help you. So you yourself will fail yourself. And you won't be able to turn to another person and say, can you help me and assist me? وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الرَّجْعِ. Allah says, look, you want to see its example? Look at the heavens and the rain that descends time and time again. وَالْأَرْضِ ذَاتِ الصَّدْعِ. And the earth as it splits open and it gushes with its fruits and its trees and its plants. That plain earth, all of a sudden when you mix the rain with it and the earth in it, it comes back, it resurges back to life. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ. If you think about this Qur'an, it is a decisive word of truth. It will clarify this. It will show you that you are part of this world. You are, you know, Allah brings down the rain and brings back life. And you are, you know, just like you've been brought into life, you will be questioned about it. And you will live and you will die, just like the plants and the trees and the birds and the animals that surround you on earth. وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ. And know that this Qur'an was not meant to be amusement or frivolity. It's not just something you pay attention to a little bit. It's not meant to be distracting from any purpose. Rather, it is al-qawlu al-fasl. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ. It is a decisive true word and it's not one that is taken for amusement. إِنَّهُمْ يَكِيدُونَ كَيْدًا. Ya Muhammad, there will be those who are around you who do not believe in you, who are plotting and plotting and plotting against you. There will always be people who have kaid. There will be people near you and far from you. People who believe and people who don't believe. People who like you and people who don't like you. Who have other plans, other motives, other things in their mind where it's not always pleasing to God what they have in their heart towards you. Know that this is something that is true. There will always be opposition. And opposition is not something that signifies you're doing anything wrong. Anyone who's done anything significant and worthwhile in life had someone to oppose them. And this is something that is a standard of you knowing how effective you are in life in how many people critique you. Because unless you're doing something worthwhile, no one is there to plot against you or to be in your way. فَمَهِلِ الْكَافِرِينَ أَمْهِلُهُمْ رُوَيْدًا. So the Prophet ﷺ Allah says to him, so give them time. Give these people who plot against you. Yeah, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they plot, the plot of Allah, the plan of Allah will always fit. إِنَّهُمْ يَكِيدُونَ كَيْدًا وَأَكِيدُ كَيْدًا. They're planning and plotting, but my plan is what is going to happen. Even if it includes them achieving some of their aims, they will never be successful in what I don't allow them to be. فَمَهِلِ الْكَافِرِينَ. So be relaxed. Let these unbelievers who wish to oppose you, ya Muhammad, do what they're going to do. أَمْهِلُهُمْ رُوَيْدًا. I've given them a respite and a time for them to readjust themselves and come back to an understanding of truth. And if they don't, know that I'm in full control. O Muhammad, O Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't ever lose hope. Don't ever believe that Allah is disconnected from you, that He doesn't know where you are or what your condition is. There is always an opportunity for you to ask Him for His assistance and help, and know that when it doesn't come in the shape and in the way and in the form that you want, it doesn't mean that it's non-existent at all. That's a powerful message of Surah At-Tariq. As much as you need external guidance, look within yourself, look to your own creation, and you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your brother Yahya Ibrahim. This was another daily tafsir, the tafsir of Surah At-Tariq, which is a powerful surah from Juz' Amma. And this was surah number 86. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.